This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Diaspora Conference begins tomorrow, Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission to implement online services, and government to address challenges associated with informal settlements. The news in detail after this message.
More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference, Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. A rich showcase of Jamaican culture will be on display at the 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference, scheduled to take place at the Montego Bay Convention Center June 13 to 18. The Marketplace Live, an added feature of the conference, will be showcasing Jamaican music, dance, and a collection of artifacts. Chairperson of the Entertainment Look and Feel Subcommittee of the Diaspora Conference, Chantal Hilton-Tonis, says delegates will be treated to rich entertainment from some 200 performers drawn from Western Jamaica.
Well, we're going to ensure that from the very start, every discussion, every ceremony, every official occasion is tinged with music, with entertainment, with cultural overlay, for obvious reasons. As we said, you want to remember your culture and enjoy it and have it.
Mrs. Hilton-Tonis was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Friday, June 12. The Jamaica Diaspora Conference 2015 will be held under the theme Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller on Thursday ended her participation in a two-day summit of heads of state and government of the European Union, EU, and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC. The summit was held in Brussels, Belgium, June 10 and 11. During the summit, the Prime Minister met with EU and CELAC leaders to discuss international issues as well as major issues of concern to Jamaica. The issues discussed include the need for greater levels of development financing for developing countries within the framework of the post-2015 development agenda, as well as practical on-the-ground programs to prevent and respond to the effects of climate change. Mrs. Simpson-Miller also pressed for changes to be made to the existing classification of some developing countries as middle income, thus locking them out of the possibility for greater levels of funding for development and other economic support. The Prime Minister also convened bilateral meetings with the Prime Minister of Spain and the Prime Minister of Sweden, during which she reviewed several areas of cooperation between Jamaica and the two EU countries and identified additional areas of cooperation to be pursued. The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, is moving to implement online registration for several of its services. Director of the Compliance and Regulatory Division at the BGLC, Laurie Wigan, says work is underway to establish an online registration system for gaming lounges and gaming machines, among other services.
We are hoping to launch online registration for our licensees, where you can register your machines and your premises. You can send in your documentations online. We are working assiduously to have that rolled out very soon. You'll go on our website, you'll be able to click on a particular area and continue your registration process.
Ms. Wigan was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the government recognizes the urgent need to address challenges associated with informal settlements. Dr. Davies says the government is aware that informal settlements are prone to flooding and other challenges associated with natural disasters. He notes that the new drainage infrastructure guidelines for buildings and subdivisions should go a far way in ensuring more planned and structured developments. Meanwhile, Dr. Davies is proposing that developers of commercial properties and housing solutions give consideration to using less concrete in constructing facilities such as car parks.
The natural process of water penetrating the earth should be utilized more. In this vein, the construction approach used should see more areas where the earth is exposed rather than solid pavement.
Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Yubans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.